This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, April 28th. Chalk another one up to an unexpected inventory error for a cruise that leaves, well, on Sunday. Royal Caribbean has oversold the seven-night Eastern Caribbean sailing on the world's largest cruise ship, Wonder of the Seas, for the third time this year. Guests have been given three options. They can reschedule to a different sailing and receive a full refund. They can cancel and receive a full refund and a future cruise credit, or remain booked on the April 30th sailing if they're not willing to reschedule. Royal Caribbean has also offered two alternate sailings on board Wonder of the Seas for those willing to reschedule. Same itinerary, but in July or August. If you're keeping track at home, this is the fourth time Wonder of the Seas has been oversold in the past 5 months. And a passenger from Australia went overboard from Royal Caribbean's cruise ship Quantum of the Seas while it was sailing towards Honolulu. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard are assisting in the search and rescue mission after receiving the call of the overboard. The ship had left Brisbane, Australia on April 12th, scheduled to arrive later today at Honolulu. The missing passenger's partner had reportedly died just moments before the guest went overboard. This is according to a man whose family is on the ship. At the time of broadcast, the missing guest has not been located. And MSC Seaside has arrived Port Canaveral and will start offering 3- and 4-night cruises to the Bahamas, as well as 7-night cruises to Cozumel, Costa Maya, and Belize. All sailings will also include a call to MSC's private island. During a plaque exchange ceremony, Port Canaveral CEO Captain John Murray said that the arrival of the MSC Seaside is another great milestone for the port and the Space Coast region, solidifying their position as the top cruise port in the world. Earlier this week, MSC Maravia started sailing year-round from New York. And the photo of the week comes from Terry up in Saskatchewan, Canada. Here we have Sky Princess right there off the coast of Princess Cay. Beautiful palm trees there, and the ship's looking pretty out there. Thank you so much for sending that in, Terry. You can send yours in, doug@cruiseradio.net. Just give me your name, city, and state. And remember, all photos are subject to error. And cruise line stocks are up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 1.6%, 8.90. Royal Caribbean up 3.5%, 61.66. And Norwegian up 3%, 12.83. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.